This program is brought to you by MyTech1 and by Entelix.
The content, information, and opinions expressed during the related show are those of the show personalities and guest alone, and not those of Vic Kanellis Media Group, its parent, affiliates, or stations. VCMG Live is not responsible for any content, information, or opinions expressed. User bears full responsibility for their reliance on such content, information, or opinions.
Good day and welcome to the South Florida Community Roundup. And the goal of our program is to provide community leaders here in South Florida a voice on how they are helping the community in a digital, hybrid, in-person world. We also want to educate the local community on how these community leaders and associated organizations are working with people in our area. We want to be the connective tissue with the South Florida industry to encourage collaboration, foster relationships, and improve fundraising and grant opportunities. We hope to create a more vibrant community so all businesses in South Florida can thrive. Thank you for joining us.
Need reliable office solutions? DEX Imaging provides top-notch printers, copiers, and document management systems, along with cutting-edge software solutions to streamline your business workflows. Trust DEX Imaging for innovative technology and exceptional service. DEX Imaging, your partner in office productivity and your organization's profitability. For more information, call Tiffany Salas with DEX Imaging at 561-948-6363, extension 1339, or 954-643-0906.
Workplace violence is on the rise, and no industry is immune from it. Survival Response helps organizations prevent and prepare for unthinkable situations. Our program focuses on prevention as well as response, and we provide customized programs based on your unique situation. Visit us at www.survivalresponsellc.com for more information and to schedule a free consultation.
Hello, I am Anna Sass-Morrison with Transformation Through Conversations, your place for leadership development, strategic planning, and business coaching. We transform your organization through you. Contact us at www.transformationthroughconversations.com. We look forward to serving you.
Do you have an aging parent who needs a helping hand? Look no further. Wisdom Senior Care is here to make life easier. From shopping trips to personal care, we got you covered. Whether it's companionship, Alzheimer's, and dementia care, or just a little extra help, we're your trusted partner. At Wisdom Senior Care, we bring the joy back to daily life. Call us today at 954-779-5989 and let us take care of you and your loved ones, because with us, you're family.
Welcome to the third Latin to Latin Connection segment of the South Florida Community Roundup, where we bring you expert insights on important topics for our community. Today, we're talking about Women's History Month in Broward County, a time to recognize and celebrate the contributions of trailblazers and leaders in our community. Women's History Month officially began in the United States in 1987 when Congress designated the month of March as Women's History Month. With the origins of the celebration tracing back to a Women's History Week first celebrated in Santa Rosa, California in 1978, the importance of Women's History Month is significant because it serves as a time to recognize and celebrate the achievements and contributions of women through history, highlighting their often overlooked roles in shaping society and advocating gender equality. Joining us today is Maribel Feliciano, Assistant Director of the Office of the Economic and Small Business Development of Broward County, who will share with us important information about the economic impact of women-owned businesses in our county, right here. Welcome, Maribel, to Latin Connection. First, tell us a little bit about what you do at the Office of Economic and Small Business Development of Broward County and your role in the organization overall.
Of course. Hello, Wendy. Thank you for having us today. I'm the Assistant Director with the Office of Economic and Small Business Development in Broward County. Broward County is our local government here, responsible for administering many programs and services. We have over 60 county agencies that are responsible for administering Broward County services. That includes the port, the airport, the Convention and Visitors Bureau, and more. And as part of the Office of Economic and Small Business Development, I'm responsible for managing the day-to-day operations of our certification program, our small business compliance, communications and outreach, film commission, and economic development.
Wow, that seems to be very busy. It keeps you very busy every day. But I am really, really surprised by all the amazing activities that you have going on in terms of the port, both the airport and the ship and everything, but everything else is happening. But let's talk about Women's History Month. Why is this important, and you know, that you celebrate and we all celebrate in terms of celebrating women and their activities?
Of course. So Broward County is committed to supporting our local small businesses, our entrepreneurs, and we join in this celebration for Women History Month because we want to continue to celebrate the contributions of our local small businesses, our women-owned entrepreneurs, right? The county has also made a commitment. They have a commission on the status of women. It's an advisory board to the county commission that meets on a regular basis to recommend policies and programs to the county commission in support of women. And they provide an annual report every other year. Actually, they provide a report to the county commission called the Status of Women Report. So I encourage everybody to check it out because it has some really good information related to the status of women in Broward County on all aspects: health, economics, education, and more.
I know that's important. I actually attended one of their meetings and I was delighted to participate and exchange different ideas. But most importantly, I saw such a diverse representation of our entire Broward County. And that's important because Broward County is probably the most diverse county of the entire state of Florida, correct?
That is correct. Indeed, we are the most diverse county in the whole state. That's over 60 counties. We are the most diverse. And that, of course, shows on everything that we do, all our programs and services, our programming, et cetera.
And the diversity is about, you know, reacting to the needs of the community, right? So it's from age to gender to people that may have special needs. Women issues in particular are going to be very different to other communities, obviously ethnic communities, Latinos, African-American and others, and also the LGBT community, because this is also a very large LGBT community. So everybody, what I like about living in Broward, since I've been living here for 18 years, is the fact that you meet people from different walks of life and everybody has different ideas. And I always say that different ideas give us a better understanding of not only of each other, but we can thrive together and we can even make it better. So diversity is something. Today, we have to be careful, right? But at the same time, I don't think it's a bad word. I think it's a word with a lot of power, and it has a lot of opportunity because it can represent new revenue opportunities for people. So let's talk about some of those activities. I know there's some different activities happening around the county, correct?
That's right. So during this month, the county has a lot of programming at our libraries, parks, the airport in celebration of Women History Month. I'm going to mention a couple that our office is going to be part of. March 17th, we're going to be joining the National Association of Women in Construction, and they have an event called Her Story, basically. It's called the 100 Years Trailblazing Her Story from Construction to Community. And it's going to be presented by the Women Empowering Women in Development. That's going to be March 17th in Davie. We're going to be there. I'm going to be an ambassador for the event. We're going to be there. We expect some great audience, amazing panel discussions, great opportunity to network, to continue to showcase opportunities in the construction industry and beyond construction. It's not just construction, as you know, because I know as part of the work that you do, you're involved in development, et cetera. Construction touches so many different industries. So that's basically what's going to be the focus for this event. And then March 25th, we have a conversation series for women. Broward County, we're starting, is our inaugural conversation series for women. It's a virtual conversation. But this new edition, we call it the government, a special edition of the government conversation series for women, is going to, the first one is going to be about economic opportunity, which is one of the county commission goals. So we're going to have the directors and assistant directors of the economic engines of the county talking about the work that they do day to day to support economic opportunity in Broward County. That's March 25th at 2 o'clock.
You have to be there. I'm going to be there. So you have me for sure coming to those two events. And construction is a very interesting sector because usually people don't perceive or understand that there are women in construction and they're doing an amazing job. We have several different companies based out of Broward County that are led by women in construction. So let's talk about numbers because I thought that's important. Tell us a little bit about how many women-owned businesses are in Broward based on the data that you guys monitor on a regular basis.
Of course. So we're looking at the U.S. Census data, and in 2022, you know, the numbers we had was that approximately 22% of businesses were women-owned businesses.
In Broward.
But that data, of course, you know, is based on a small sample size. So I truly believe those numbers are higher. But the numbers right now were 84,000 businesses in Broward County. And again, we're talking about almost 20,000 of those businesses are women-owned businesses. And I guarantee you those numbers are higher than that. I can speak about our local certification and the federal certification. Right. We're going to talk a little bit later about those two. And the numbers are even higher for women-owned businesses. So I have, in terms of certifications I issued last year, I issued 549 certifications for both my local and federal program to women-owned businesses and 658 to male-owned businesses. So the numbers are even higher on our certification program.
And let's talk about, well, I want to get into the certification program because people don't understand that in order to do business with the Broward County, you must certify. You must be registered, in other words. And we have to understand what that. But I want to go back to the numbers because I think that it's important for me. There's 84,000 registered businesses in Broward. That's a lot of businesses here, right? And the majority of those are small businesses that they probably make an average of maybe less than $1 million annually in revenue. Is that more or less what I read?
So approximately 89% of our businesses are 20 employees or less. Okay. So that tells you that we're a small business-based economy. And yes, we're talking about less than 20 employees, many of them less than 5 employees as well.
And that's important to understand because, you know, it's a different strategy if you're coming in, if you're a bank or you're a hospital or anything like that, that you want to present services to these amazing small businesses. You have to have a strategy of who they are, what they do, what kind of services they do. I'm sure there's a lot of professional services, right? I mean, anything from, I don't know, from a hair salons, I'm making that up. But the point is that we have to understand the demographics in terms of the business opportunities. One more thing about the numbers. You were talking that 22%, so that brings us about 20,000 more or less. And then out of that, we're thinking that 30% are Hispanic. Right. Because that's the census data. So that means that brings us up to more or less we're calculating that there would be around 3,000 Latina owned businesses just in Broward County, right?
Around 6,000. Yes. Because we're thinking that again, half of the population in Broward County is female owned, we're 1.9 million residents in Broward County. 52% are female. So we were looking at those statistics, right? And then when we're looking at 84,000 businesses in Broward County, we're talking about, you know, approximately 20% of those. And there's not a lot of data on basically race specific to businesses. So we were, you know, trying to extrapolate some numbers, right? To see approximately how many of those will be Hispanic owned businesses.
Well, that's an opportunity to create a directory. Who knows? I know that you were talking about the certification. What do those people need to do? What is that? What is that all about? And why is it important?
So, Mindy, Broward County spends over $1 billion every year buying goods materials. Buying goods, materials, and services. I mentioned earlier, we have over 60 county agencies, airport, port, convention center, courthouse system, transportation department, and more. in order to be a vendor with Broward County, you register as a vendor, as you mentioned earlier, and the system we have is BPRO. So you register as a vendor completely free to do business with the county. However, if you're a local Broward County business and you have been in operation in Broward County for at least a year and you provide a good material or service that we purchase, you should definitely get certified with us. We have a local certification program, the small business enterprise and the county business enterprise. And then we have the federal with projects with the U.S. Department of Transportation, FTA, FAA funded projects. That's at the airport for transportation. So those four certifications, we are responsible for administering the program. We can help you get certified, et cetera, through that process. But what happens once you get certified? That's just the beginning. You get a certification. So now Broward County will give you preference, right, when you're having, when you're procuring goods, materials, or services. However, we want you to work with us to make sure you're ready to do business with the county, right? That's really important. As a government, we have a lot of requirements, insurance requirements, and bonding if you're in construction, et cetera. So we want to make sure that all our small businesses that are certified are ready to do business with Broward County, that they understand the procurement process and the requirements of that procurement process.
And that's very important to understand, because it's not like you get certified and the next day you get a job. You get a RFP and you just get the project. You have to go through a process. You and I, we have had several conversations about that. You have to also go around town and understand what projects are coming on board. For instance, you mentioned the port several times. We're having a major convention center being built with a humongous hotel. There's going to be about 1,000 new jobs that are going to come over there. But with that, there are also opportunities of doing some indirect services to those industries, correct?
That's correct, Mindy. And I'm glad you brought that project up, because that's a $1 billion project. Another B, right? And that's completely separate from the 1B we talked about already, right? And we're expected the completion of the Omni Hotel by the end of this year. So basically, and that project has a requirement that at least 30% of the project must go to our certified small businesses for some of the phases and 25% for others. So to date, Mindy, just so you have a general idea of what we're talking about, they have used more than 78 of my certified small businesses, and they have paid over $87 million to date. So they're meeting or exceeding the goal for some of those phases. And the Omni Hotel, as you said, Mindy, is going to bring a lot of jobs, a lot of opportunities. The Omni is committed to use local small businesses. So we already started doing meet and greets with the Omni. We're going to be doing more, because we want our small businesses to have the opportunity to see what is it that the Omni is going to buy. What is it that they need? Because they do want to make sure that we utilize this local small businesses as well.
And there's also another project, from what I've learned in going to the workshops that you guys put together, et cetera. There's also another major transportation project that's coming on. There's a commuter train. It's going to probably take about 10 years to complete it, but it's going to be connecting pretty much downtown without the outer areas of downtown. That's another tremendous opportunity, isn't it?
That is correct. So you've been doing your homework, Mindy. You are very familiar with the projects that we have. That is our primo plan. So definitely we've been working with the transportation department to promote the opportunities that are coming up over the next 15 years. There is multiple projects that are going to bring light rail to the county, a connector between the port and the airport, and a lot more. We're talking about millions of dollars, and that's going to include federal funding, local funding. And we do want our local small businesses to know about these projects, because some of the projects may go to larger companies depending on the scope. But there's going to be requirements for those larger companies to use our local small businesses. Right. So we're going to be doing industry days with the transportation department to educate our businesses about the opportunities that are coming up.
And that's important to understand how that mechanics of that work, because you may think that you're a small business owner and that you may not have the capacity or may have all of the requirements. But if you team up, they call that teaming up with a prime contractor, they will use you as a subcontractor. And you can provide us very, very specific components. So Yes, I've done my homework and I'm looking forward to also participating in those opportunities. And it could be different type of services. It could be communications. It could be a specific, it could be meals. It could be, signage. So many opportunities, in my opinion. It's a matter of making sure you, first of all, get to know Maribel and then go and, go online. We're going to give you all that information and make sure that you do your homework. Everybody has to do the homework. This is not 1, 2, 3. I mean, the certification is pretty easy because I did it. But it's the process of how you get into the process of opportunities. One last question before we start wrapping up. But, give me an example of some of the women-owned businesses. I know that you can probably mention the name, but tell me where were they when they started in the process and where are they today?
Of course. So I can tell you, based on the experience, I've been in this office for 7 years, the county for 26 years, working on different agencies. And I hear from our small businesses, right? Their success stories. We have small businesses that have been very successful in Latino women-owned businesses that have been very successful providing architecture and engineering services.
Okay.
Wow. And they have, yes. And they have been doing so well that they are now mentoring other companies, right? That are also growing as part of the program. I have janitorial companies that have done also really well as part of the program. Also, I have an entrepreneurship program where we work with local entrepreneurs that want to establish their business for 10 weeks. And then at the end of the program, they win cash prizes, $10,000, $7,500,
$5,000,
really? For their business. Yes.
Not
yes.
Just by participating in that program?
By participating, developing a business plan. And then at the end of the program, we have a pitch competition. So the three top business plans do a competition similar to Shark Tank. And then they win cash prizes.
Okay.
The third place winner this past year was a women-owned business that is selling emeralds.
Oh.
Okay, from Colombia here in Broward County.
Damn.
And what is unique about her business is that she wants that business to help support other women-owned businesses, other women entrepreneurs. So that's her mission, that is not only to have a business, but to support other women entrepreneurs through the development of her business.
So we're seeing other women lifting other women. And you know what? That's something that I've noticed in doing business here in Broward County. I've been here for almost 20 years. And every time you engage with different people, they are looking for ways to help you out. It's very different from other counties and other parts. I've lived in New York City. I never seen something like that. Let's wrap things up because of time. Any closing remarks, Maribel? Anything that we haven't covered today?
Well, I want to invite all of you to our Broward and Beyond Business Conference. It's going to be May 9th at the Convention Center. It's a 5-day action-packed agenda, completely free. All the events that we provide, all the services are free for all of you. So definitely hope to see all of you May 9th. We will have new this year. We're going to have sessions where you can meet one-on-one with prime contractors, with prime companies. So those really large companies that have to hire you as a small business, we will have sessions with 7 to 10 of them where you can meet one-on-one with them so you can see what is it that they're looking for when they're building a team. So definitely looking forward to seeing all of you at our Broward and Beyond Business Conference May 9th at the Convention Center.
That's great. And I actually participated last year. You invited me. I was one of the presenters and I never seen something like that. And I love it. I'll be back there again as a attendee. So thank you, Maribel, because this information has been extremely crucial for our audience. Thank you for everything you do at the Office of the Economic and Small Business Development of Broward County. And thank you for all the important information you share out, the certification works and so forth. And people can reach out to the office at 954-357-6400, or they can visit the website at broward.org/econde. That's correct, right?
Econdev. Yes.
Yes. I forgot that one. And, but we're going to put it in our promotional material. So everybody will have it. Thank you so much. And hope to that you can come back again in the future to talk about all the other projects that are happening. Latin to Latin Connection is here to bring a voice to Latin entrepreneurs, business people, and civic leaders to share insights about the vibrant and growing Latino community of South Florida. For those interested in reaching out, please contact us at info@l2lmarketing.com, and that's with a digit number 2, or call us at 954-376-4800, or visit our website at l2lmarketing.com. Let us know what topics you are interested in. South Florida Community Roundup Latin to Latin Connection will be aired every third Saturday of each month from 7 a.m. to 7:30. Next month, we have Mili Peluso from NSU, the Levan Center, who will join us to discuss her brainchild event titled Women of Vision, Women Empowering Women Leading with Purpose and Growing Together. Stay tuned y hasta la próxima.
South Florida, we have good news for you. Tax season is here and we got you covered. If your annual household income is $75,000 or less, you qualify for free expert tax preparation services through Broward Tax Pro. Don't wait. File early to get your refund faster. We'll help you claim every dollar you deserve. Call today at 954-964-8884. Or you can visit vitataxesfree.org for locations near you and required documents. Get your taxes done free and fast. Call 954-964-8884.
This podcast was powered by Dex Imaging.
If you would like to sponsor the show or be a guest on the show, please contact me, David N. Reese, and the number is 954-658-2196. Once again, 954-658-2196. Or feel free to email me at David N. Reese, that's spelled DavidNReece, at email.com. See you next time. And I've been taking care of business every day.
Taking care of business everywhere. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.